Throughout the trial, they're referred to as mentally inferior, dirty, lice-ridden. But there were teachers that wouldn't even hug. They would hug their white students, but they would never think of hugging their Mexican students.
This is Marisela Martinez Cola, a USU sociology professor, speaking in the documentary Mendez v. Westminster, Breaking Barriers. Natalia Lopez made the documentary her freshman year at Green Canyon High School for the National History Day competition. She won both the regional and national rounds. The documentary was then showcased at the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. She says her parents always taught her about her heritage as a Latina and the history of inequality in the U.S.
There's always been a fight for equal rights for people like me. And it's taught me that these are people who have gone forth and who have fought for equal rights. And I find that very important.
For the film, Lopez interviewed Sylvia Mendez, who, as a Mexican-American girl in the 1940s, was denied the right to attend the white Westminster school close to her Californian home, and was told she must attend the segregated Mexican school. Her parents teamed up with other Mexican-American parents to successfully sue California school districts that forced their children into segregated schools. The ruling that the school districts were infringing on the students' rights to an equal education laid the groundwork for Brown v. Board of Education, which ended legal segregation in the U.S.
A lot of Latinx history isn't very taught in a lot of schools unless you're very specifically looking for it. It was only very recently. The topic of Mendez v. Westminster was to be added to textbooks in California.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Jackie Harris.